There are echoes I hear in the letter of St. James, the idea, the parable of the sowing of the seed. The seed is the word of God. James is encouraging those who have been sown into to receive that word of God. And to receive it means to not simply be hearers of it, but doers. There are times when we are tempted to make God after our image and likeness. It's like looking in the mirror and then walking away and forgetting what one looks like. Because if God for me is simply the reflection of myself, then there is really no means for conversion, transformation, life. James says the one who hears and does is the one who doesn't look at oneself in the mirror, but stares into the perfect law of God. That perfect law has a name. His name is Jesus. And staring into the face of the incarnate Word of God, we are the ones who then are to be changed. You know, when we hear, and then when we decide to act, to do, there is a moment in which there is an invitation to faith and trust. It's the key, the linchpin that's in between the hearing and the doing. There has to be an invitation, a moment of trust. It is like you learn how to pack a parachute. The only way you're going to know if you did it well is to jump out of the plane. You realize that? You can practice packing parachutes all day long, but you're only going to know if that parachute works when you actually jump out of the plane and pull the cord. There are times in which we look at God, we look at God, we look at God, we hear what He says, we hear what He says, we hear what He says. We don't do anything. We unpack the parachute, we pack the parachute again. We unpack the parachute, we pack the parachute again. We unpack the parachute, we pack the parachute again. We don't do anything. At a certain point, we have to believe and to trust in the one who reveals it. We have to trust in the one who taught us how to pack the parachute, and we have to get up in the plane and jump out. We have to be doers. In the gospel text today, it's an interesting thing. It's a parallel to one of the texts we had earlier a few days ago, in which we see Jesus taking the men outside of the village away. It's always beautiful. He takes them out away. He's not, his healing is not to be a spectator sport. It is not to be a entertainment for the crowd. He takes them off by himself. There's something interesting about this one. Jesus has to pray twice in order for this man to come to complete healing. What's wrong with Jesus? Did he not pray the right prayer the first time? Obviously, there's nothing wrong with Jesus. But the invitation for us is to recognize that sometimes an act of faith is simply a stepping in to where we all are in that moment. The invitation to be able to see, the invitation for healing meets this man in his faith. But once that man experiences healing, then he is open for even greater healing. So we can even see, my brothers and sisters, that maybe we don't have to jump out of the airplane first. Maybe just get up on a building and pull the chute. I don't know if the chute would actually work because it would take a little bit longer to open. But the point being is, it begins with doing. To believe and to act in accordance with our belief. On top of that, it can grow and build greater and greater, until from the point of reference of Jesus, we can see with perfect clarity. Amen.